Okay. Ois kufchafei. Ach, this out zu lebak a shkochmo. V'yatsar es chavrucho b'seister b'derekob. You should not be misatzel to search out to seek a chochmo. So knowing seeking chochmo is very challenging. But do not be miyayish. Do not give up. Do not be too lazy. Okay? And then the second half is to be miyaser chavrucho b'seister b'derekob. When you correct somebody, you have to do it in a derech kavod way. So that takes effort. So again, so don't be misatzel from that effort. Do the effort that it takes to. So I have to correct them. I have to correct them. Their seiser and their kavod is much more challenging than just quote unquote correcting him. So I say, get it something public. You say, can't do that, it's also right. I corrected him. He's not really so motivated to want to listen to me. So I have to remember it, remember the find the opportunity when I can speak to him in a way which they're covered. So I forget, you know, and have to make cheshbonos of how to say it and what's the right time to say it. You know, it's a lot of work. Who needs the effort? Well, I can't ignore the mitzvah to chayav because I'm mitzvah. So I'll say it bluntly, publicly. Right? So no, don't be misatzel from that effort. That's part of your responsibility. You need to do it. Now so that's the heart of Taitcha with the Rosh Hashanah. The connection between the two parts is difficult. Don't be misatzel to mivakish chokhma, or to mivakish. Don't be misatzel from miyaser chavrucha b'seisur derekavod. Right. So and the two very important things. I guess they have don't be misatzel in common, but the mice are the two different worlds. Right, what's the connection? So the Mefarshim over here say that before your Miyasa Chavercha B'Seisa B'Derech Kavod, you need to find Chochmah. So according to that means the Iker Kavana of this Mimer is the element of giving Techocha properly. And to understand that the only way a person can do that is by being Mevakesh Chochmah. So if I want to be able to be corrective of somebody else in a positive way, I have to recognize that this is a long-term project. I have to be knowledgeable about the action itself, whether it was really prohibited or not. I have to understand the tchunas and nefesh of people, what motivates people to do that. I have to understand the possible negative impact that it has on the future of people. So how I can point out to them why it's worth it to change. I have to learn to get to know somebody to understand on a personal level how he relates to me and how I relate to him, that I could then point something out to him. So this is a long-term project. So definitely the simplest answer is just throw up your hands in despair, say, I can't do this, it's too much work, and I miss out from doing that. So come to the Rosh and says, don't do that. It's a long-term project, but it's something which you have responsibility to do. You got to do it. I would take it a step further and say that not only is it something it's a responsibility, but it's something which is tremendously beneficial for the other individual. You need to think about how much you can help somebody else as opposed to how much effort it involves yourself. A third point is that it's usually beneficial for the person himself. Living in a situation where a person is willing to put the effort in to help others, especially in long-term effort, shapes who you are and what you think is important. It opens a person to a tremendous amount of understanding, of chokhmah, and at the same time, it's being mechazik, his element of chesed and caring about other people. So it has to be beneficial. There's no way this cannot be a very, very positive impact on the person's neshama. But yeah, it's going to take work. One of the challenges of this chokhmah is that some certain things are counterintuitive. So I was just talking to a group of people that experience has shown time and time that people who have low self-esteem tend to have difficulty submitting to other people. And people who have healthy self-esteem are more comfortable submitting to other people, which is counterintuitive, right? You have low self-esteem, you can't submit. And you have healthy self-esteem, you could submit. Right? So if you think about it, it makes sense. Why? Because a person has low self-esteem, he needs to boost his self-esteem and feel good about himself. So how does he do that? By, you know, putting himself first and thinking about himself and focusing on what makes him feel good, etc. Every time he lowers himself on the people, in front of other people, he perceives that as an attack upon himself. I'm losing my sense of self and my significance because I'm being lowered to other people. So he fights that. A person who has healthy self-esteem doesn't need other people's approbation, so he's no problem bowing down to other people and submitting, because, like, I'm not diminished by that. What does it affect me? I know who I am. I know what I am. Whether that person realizes it or not is irrelevant. So if right now it would be good for him that I should submit to him, I'll submit to him. So you can't always figure it out just based on logic, because there's certain things which are counterintuitive to people. And you'll see very, very many very well-meaning people who come up with the wrong conclusions, and that's exactly what the point is. So how do you get that? You get that through experience. You get that through being your own life experience. Okay, good. So that's very nice when you're 85 years old. You have a lot of life experience, so you know what to do, right? So what do you do if a person doesn't have that? So I think Chazal said, Eitzel Chochem Olodim and Reyes and Olod. Right, Mishnah Avos. Eizel Chacham, Lomi Mikol Adam. I'm sorry, the Mishnah says Eizel Chacham, Lomi Mikol Adam. The Gemara in Talmud says Eizel Chacham is a person who's rare and early. So, by Levi, a very close friend of mine, who was too young, so one of the Sfinim said, this person had tremendous amount of wisdom way beyond his years. And the answer was, he was rare as an Erlid. How did he do that? He was learning Mikhaladim, because he didn't have life experience. He was young. He was learning Mikhaladim. He was able to learn from others who did have life experience and did have knowledge. So he became very knowledgeable and very experienced himself, even without having the actual personal experience. He took advantage of somebody else's knowledge and experience to teach him, which is the smartest thing to do. Like, you know, the Velt says that the fool doesn't learn from his mistakes. So it's the opposite of a fool. A chacham. A chacham learns from his mistakes. So there's a better idea. A chacham should learn from somebody else's mistakes. Like, why do I have to wait till I do it and make a mistake to learn? I might as well say, well, you did it, you made a mistake. I'll learn from that. Like, you know, save myself a lot of time and discomfort. So the process of being mevakesh chachma, to be able to meyas to the people appropriate, is to be willing to learn from others. The bigger of chachma is the process of taking in experience and life experience and knowledge from other people. And that's what's going to what you call in English shivnas min chachamim, right? So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Pirush on the Rosh quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, the Hillel told the chacham of the generation that didn't know about the luck whether Pesach is derech Shabbos or not. He said, so the generation before was Shmaya and Avtalion, and Hillel learned from Shmaya and Avtalion. He says that when they weren't sure, Hillel was able to come in and clarify the halacha. He says, I learned it from Shmaya and Avtalion. And you did not learn, you were not Meshamish to the chachamim. Now that's called an act of atlas. So the process of being meshamshim chachamim doesn't mean carrying their walking stick for them, right? But it does mean, you know, observing them up close and learning from how they deal with things and how they understand things. So you will gain that type of wisdom yourself. So it's a lot of what you can't get through quote unquote book knowledge. It's what you get by seeing how people act, seeing how people deal with things. Revolver writes that one of the biggest challenges we have our generation is this has been lost to a tremendous extent. You know, you had a generation where there's very few Bnei Torah, and there's a decent amount of Tamei Chacham and Gedolim, so most people get a chance to have a direct personal connection to somebody of stature, observe them and learn from them over a period of time. Nowadays, the crowd is much bigger, and so people are not really making a real connection to people. The people which are, how people in this generation have a real shaykh to Rav Kanievsky, that they can really learn from him how he does things. A handful. That's one part of the problem. Another part of the problem is making expectations of norms how to do things. I'm not busy learning what the right thing to do is, because I still know there's a rule book, how you have to act, type of a thing. So a lot of this stuff is not based on rule books. So it's a big challenge to get that chokhmah, get that wisdom, get that connection. But al tisatzeh olavachash, you shouldn't be lazy from trying to accomplish that. Okay.